The White House press briefing Tuesday was testy, with me getting the last questions in the briefing and the White House press secretary telling me not to shake my head. But Wednesday, the tone changed. I even received the first question.
With that, I'd be glad to take your questions. April.
Well, thank you, Sean.
How are you today?
I'm fine, and how are you?
Fantastic.
Well, Sean, going back to some issues that are in the news, Nunez is not going to recuse himself. In the midst of all of this back and forth, what does the White House say about that?
Well, April, the White House, as I think I mentioned this yesterday, I mean, he's conducting an investigation. He is the elected or appointed, I can't remember how they do HPSI over there, but appointed and confirmed or however they, but by his colleagues in the House and the Speaker. He is the chairman. He's conducting an investigation. It is up to the House of Representatives and the Speaker and the members of the House Republican Conference to determine. But I mean, there's nothing that I see that is problematic in him conducting an investigation that we ask both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees.
What are the conversations the President is having with Paul Ryan about this? Because we, to include Dems and Republicans, are talking about what looks like impropriety in the intel chief's handling of this so far, particularly as there's not a hearing right now.
Well, I would take issue with the – I think you're right that there may appear to be certain things, but I don't think there's any actual proof or sustaining allegation about anything that's done. Again, I mentioned this yesterday. If you look at what Chairman Nunez has done, he has met with people who are clear to discuss classified information regarding a review that he is conducting. That's how it's supposed to work. And again, I understand that when things are leaked out in the media, that somehow that is a standard that's acceptable. But when two people who are clear to discuss classified information, or three or however many, discuss classified information, somehow that's wrong because it's not being leaked. He is conducting a review, which we have supported on both sides of the chambers, and I think that they should do this. But I think to start to prejudge where this thing is going, we have been supportive of it, as you know, and I think that let's let that process bear itself out and see what happens. I will tell you that I've seen reports in the media that the NSA has documents that they are supposedly trying to get to the House Intelligence Committee that have been requested. We think that's a great thing, if that's in fact what's happening. But again, I think part of this all gets back to that there is a process. And I get that sometimes it's frustrating to us. I believe that we want this over as much as I think some of you. But we recognize that there's a process that has to take place. And that process is taking place. The chairman and the House Intelligence, and I know that Senator Burr and Senator Warner are talking about the process that they're going to go on the Senate side. Some of these things take a little bit of time. And to the extent that they are gathering the appropriate documents and looking at those things, then that's part of the process and the review that is being undertaken, and we're fine with that.
And second topic, tax reform and infrastructure, reports are saying you're going to do it together. And ACA, Obamacare, going into Trump care at that time, tax reform and infrastructure were said to be some of the reasons why you did not come up in the budget with eliminating the debt. Do you have cost estimates as it relates to tax reform and infrastructure as of yet?
No, because I think you need to have plans laid out first. And I think part of this is that we're in the beginning phases of both of those. To have a score on either one of them or a cost, when we don't have those formalized yet, and I think we're in the beginning phases of having those discussions with both stakeholders, members of Congress on both sides, and obviously internally, the formulation of those plans is continuing. So until that happens, I don't see us having a formal cost or a score. It's not a question of trust. Remember, I want to be clear about what I've said before. I think when it comes to cost estimates and budget issues, which is what CBO is charged to do, they are the Congressional Budget Office. And while I think sometimes they're a little off on that, that is what they're charged with doing. And I think there's a score where I think it's not a question of trust. It's a question of accuracy. And I think that the issue that we previously brought up was when they had scored people and coverage, which isn't necessarily their wheelhouse, they had been way off. And again, I don't think it's a question of us trusting or not. It's literally a question of saying they believed that 26 million people would be on Obamacare, 10.4 were, and falling. I think that's that's not a question of whether we trust him or not. It's a question of that those are the facts. And those facts bear out that they were off by more than 50% when it came to counting people. And I just want to be clear that it's not a question of whether we trust him. I would ask whether that's really what they're supposed to be doing.
The news is just that, about the news. It's not about the journalists, but with that, we march forward doing the daily work. At the White House, April Ryan, AURN News.